play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks against the Geneseo Maple Leafs here tonight. As we get set for the national anthem and the starting lineups for tonight's Western Big Six Conference matchup. I'm sure that's that official, Eric. I'm sure that's the one that gave me my only technical error in my playing days. Yeah, I'm sure that's him. Haven't seen him around these parts for a long time because I know, yeah, he's a school administrator and he was somewhere in Northern Illinois. I think actually for a short time he was up around your area where you grew up, and now he's up in, I think, Stockton now, if that's him.
Yeah.
It really looks like him. Never forget somebody who tees you up.
Ain't that the truth?
Especially when I didn't deserve it, if you can believe that. All right, let's send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Gymnasium in a night of Western Big Six basketball. Tonight's game features the Maple Leafs of Geneseo High School against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now, before the starting lineups, we'd all please rise, and as we honor America with the playing of the national anthem.
Now
let's
lineup.
Meet the starting lineup of the Maple Leafs from Geneseo. A 5'7 junior, number 12, Caitlin Seaman. A 5'7 junior, number 14, Mia Kelly. A 5'10 senior, number 22, Danielle Beach. A 6-foot senior, number 24, Annie Worth. And a 5'9 senior, number 32, Addison Smith. Maple Leafs coached by Scott Hardison, assisted by Ryan Kelly, and the technical director, Jesse Dobbles.
Thank you.
And now, let's meet the starters from Galesburg High School. A 5'8 junior, number 4, Kiara Kilgore. A 5'7 senior, number 12, Capri Ferguson. A junior, number 14, Alexis Edgerson. A junior, number 30, Antonia Kistler. And a senior, correction, a junior, number 34, Soraya Boyd. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Lexi Daniels, Kelsey Legg, and Michael Rux and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gym. Their whole video presentation, it's actually pretty cool, and they've got a spotlight now that they put on the girls, the starters, as they come out. So kind of a pretty cool thing. It was really odd, though, that the whole student section behind the players were all sitting.
Yeah, I don't know that they got the memo of how a student section's supposed to act.
In the center circle for the Streaks, Soraya Boyd at 5'8", Annie Worth for Geneseo at 6'. Tip one by Soraya. Streaks have it. This is Alexis Edgerson. To Antonia Kistler, left wing, it goes to Capri Ferguson.
Somebody left the music on.
Now it's Kiara drives in the paint, loses the handle, and it's going to go off of the Maple Leafs last, and the Streaks will get it back.
So a good start for the Streaks. They try to get the ball inside right away. They're going to have to move the ball because you got to get Danielle Beach and Annie Worth out of the middle of the lane. They're trying to clog up the middle of the lane.
Capri top of the key, left wing to Alexis Edgerson. The voice is going already for some reason. Alexis drives, lays it up, missed. Down with the rebound is
Beach.
Addison Smith for Geneseo. Quickly back the other way, layup on the left side, up and in, running the floor. Catlin Seaman puts it up and in, 2-0 Geneseo.
Got to get back. You can't let them beat you up the floor like that. Now a turnover by the Streaks.
Looked like Alexis just kind of took her eye off the ball on the pass and lost it out of bounds. Just underway here in the first quarter. Streak trail 2-0.
I don't know how far you're going to make it, partner.
I know. This is not a good sign. Top of the key, Annie Worth. Everything was fine until the game started. Ball tapped away briefly by Kiara Kilgore. On the high left side, it goes to Addison Smith. Top of the key, Annie Worth drives down the right side lane. Has to kick out right baseline
two.
For two is too strong. Rebound run down by Alexis Edgerson for the Streaks. Alexis left wing with it. Gives to Kara Kilgore, left baseline for three, short. Ah. Rebound comes down to Kelly for Geneseo.
Yeah,
to Worth running the full right side.
Just not enough oomph on that one for Kiara. Left it just short, hit the front iron, and it fell down.
Seaman with it, gives it to Worth, high post, out high left side. It goes to Smith. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound Alexis Edgerson for the Streaks.
Well, the Streaks are getting after the boards. That's good. Keep them to one and done on the shots. Now we got to find some way to generate some offense.
Worth reached in, tapped it out of bounds, and the Streaks have it back near the end of the Geneseo bench. It'll be Kiara to inbound. Streaks trail 2-0, 6:26 to play here in the first quarter. Capri Ferguson with it, picks it up, looks for some help.
Can't
want to get a five
Capri.
Call.
Yeah,
got to get rid of it. Yep, there it is. There's a five call.
I don't know what Capri was waiting for there. She didn't get a lot of help from her teammates, but I thought she had Alexis open right away off to her right. She seemed intent on going to Kiara, who was trying to break inside, but she was going to have a hard time getting that ball over the top of two defenders anyway.
And then once that happened, nobody else moved toward the ball.
Right.
So two turnovers for the Streaks. Smith I think she thought she was going to have Worth going back door and just threw it to nobody.
Right. Worth never made a break for the back door, so she ended up just flipping it out of bounds.
Capri Ferguson across midcourt to Antonia Kistler out high left side. To Soraya Boyd between the circles. Man-to-man defense by the Maple Leafs, which we'll probably see most of the night. Left wing, Capri.
They are switching, though. Capri and Worth and Beach just just switched up on Capri and Kilgore.
Nice move by Capri. Kind of got around the defender, but took a knee from
Kelly.
Nia Kelly. That'll be the first foul in the basketball game. So Capri Ferguson to the free throw line with two shots.
Official calls that one on the ground. Oh, probably a good
okay.
call.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. She tried to split the defenders. I guess she took the contact before she was able to go up. Now we got a shooting foul. This is going to go. Is it going to be Worth?
I think it was Worth the hit Soraya when she was going up. Yeah, Worth.
Andy Worth with her first foul. That's going to put Soraya Boyd at the free throw line with two shots. 5:44 to play first quarter. Soraya's first shot up and good. Streaks on the board.
Yeah, hey, going back to that shot by Capri, I think it can be tough because Capri tends to, when she splits the defense, she takes that shot from the ground.
Yeah.
And so we know she's going up, but the official hasn't seen it before. He's not sure because she hasn't left the ground yet.
Soraya hits both free throws.
Oh, they're going to get Capri for a bump.
Yeah, that's
here.
A bad call.
And I don't
Beach
like.
Beach was trying to draw the contact.
Right.
Was kind of bumping her all the way down the floor as Capri was running with her.
Yeah, Beach was running into Capri. Capri got off her at one point. Beach stopped dribbling and then went right back into her. It was. The entire contact was initiated by the offensive player. Oh. Now they throw it out of bounds again.
Yeah, this time
Worth
instead
to
of Smith to Worth to Smith this time and just kind of toss it out of bounds. So each team with two turnovers and 2 points.
Yeah, Worth was just trying to flip it over to Smith to let her take it up top, and Smith wasn't looking for the basketball.
5.5 to play first quarter. We're tied at 2. This is Antonia Kissler, top of the key, Capri Ferguson. Well, now it's coming back. I don't know what happened. Kiera with it, left wing. Inside it goes to Antonia Kissler. Fakes goes up, and a foul is going to be called on.
That's going to go
Kelly.
Kelly.
That'll
that's
be her second.
Yeah.
So that's going to put Antonia Kissler at the free throw line for two shots. I know Kelly didn't like the foul, but it looked like she did get her across the wrist there as Antonia was going up.
Coach Hardison's not happy about it either, but one of the things I was taught at a pretty young age was when you swipe down at the basketball, more times than not, that's going to be called a foul. You can get it clean, but it's tough for the official to see. You're better off swiping up if you're going to swipe any direction.
Lily Clark in, gives Alexis Edgerson a break. 5:17 to play first quarter. Second free throw no good by Antonia after hitting the first. Streaks lead 3-2. Now Soraya tried to chase down the long rebound, but she hit it last. It'll go back to the Maple Leafs as Juniper Schwartzman up off the bench set to check in. 3-2 streaks. This is Beach across midcourt. Left side, near steal by Kiera. Beach now finds Kelly going back door, lays it up right side, up and in.
Well, smart play. It was Seaman, but it was smart play by Geneseo. Kiera over-pursued, and Seaman sprinted to the basket to get the layup.
Lily inside to Soraya, can't hit the shot. Rebound comes away to Smith for Geneseo. Good look inside, and Soraya didn't kind of gather herself before she went up.
Yeah, you got to use the backboard there. You got to use that square that's your friend in that situation if you're Soraya.
Smith, top of the key on high left side. It goes to Beach. Beach looks over the defense, now penetrates down the right side of the lane, up too hard off the glass, kept alive by Worth, but Kiera Kilgore comes away with a rebound. Kiera on the run, right through three defenders, up off the glass and in.
Nice take by Kiera all the way, and she just found the lane she needed. 5-4 streaks.
4:15 to play. Now Worth posted up, and Soraya gets called for foul. Worth turned and kind of bounced hard, lost the ball, and kind of ran the ball into Soraya. Soraya got called for a foul there.
Yeah, that's a tough foul if you're Soraya, because you're just holding your position, and the offensive player turns around into you and loses their momentum.
Juniper Schwartzman, and as is Addie McLaughlin, in it comes.
Good
and
block.
Shot blocked by Kiera and took the rebound down. Blocked the shot of Catlin Seaman. And the Streaks have it coming the other way. Addie McLaughlin penetrates. A little extra step there. Yeah,
up.
Not going to give her the Euro step on that one. Sometimes they do, but I don't like that they do. They didn't that time. So the Streaks, what, 3 turnovers now?
3 turnovers, yep.
4:03 to play here in the first quarter. Galesburg leading 5-4. They'll pick up with at least some token full court pressure. Smith will go to the bench, and checking in is Hannah Kreiner, a 5'7 sophomore.
Oh, that's
and Worth loses the inbound. Oh, and Soraya nearly tied her up, and Worth able to gather it and get it. Now Beach has it in the backcourt. Beach gets it across in the center circle. Left side. It goes to Addie Mills, a 5'9 junior in the game. Now this is Worth out on the left wing. Top of the key, this is Kreiner. Kreiner out high right side to Seaman. Right wing, it goes to Worth. 3:41 to play first quarter, 5-4 streaks. Worth drives right baseline. Nice defense by Soraya. Cutting her off. Now a steal by Addie McLaughlin. Addie on the dribble, right side. Brings it back out near midcourt. Gives to Kiara, left wing. She'll fire the three. Too strong. Weak side rebound comes away to Seaman for Geneseo. Gives way to Beach. Had Worth wide open down the floor, and the pass went right off her head. Went through her hands, hit her in the face, and the Streets get it back on the Geneseo turnover.
I think
Kiara with it.
Geneseo's playing faster than they can.
Kiara, hesitation dribble down the left side. Left-hand layup up and in. She's got four, and it's 7-4 Streets. 3:08 to play first quarter.
That hesitation dribble worked exactly how it's supposed to. You stop, you get the defender to get on their heels, and you go by him.
Beach out high, right of the center circle, working against Addie McLaughlin. Now gives way to Kreiner. Between the circles, working against Juniper Schwartzman. Bounces at the free throw line for Worth, and they nearly turn it over again. Kreiner was going one way, Worth passed the other way, but she's able to run it down near midcourt. Now to Beach. Gets behind us on the baseline, lays it up off the glass and in.
Yeah, Addie went out to try to steal that basketball and just never retreated back. You got to go back hard to your player because that's what they're looking for. If the Streaks over pursue, they're doing a good job of finding that back door.
7-6 Streaks, 2.5 minutes to play. Now the Streaks turn it over.
Pass.
That's four for the Streaks.
Addie's we're going to get a foul on Juniper on the floor. It should be on the floor.
Yeah.
It will be.
Beach running the floor, but before she could get the shot up. That's the first on Juniper Schwartzman. Third team foul on the Streaks. Back in, Capri Ferguson, Alexis Ederson, as Addie McLaughlin, Lily Clark will get a break. Worth and Beach go to the bench for Geneseo. Allison Griffin in, a 5'9 senior. And who else came in? Let's see, that's number five, Addison Snodgrass, a 5'7 sophomore. Right wing, this is Kreiner with it. Goes baseline, cut off nicely by Juniper Schwartzman. Out high right side, it goes to Griffin. Working against Uriah Boyd, bounces for the right baseline. Having to run it down was Seaman. They're having trouble handling the ball. They got a lot of sophomores in there. High post, it goes to Griffin down the right side lane. Up off the glass, no. Rebound kept alive and taken by Juniper Schwartzman. Now Capri Ferguson on the run to Kiara, left wing. Kiara stops, pulls back, fires a three from the left wing. Too strong again. Rebound weak side, Alexis Ederson. Nice job on the offensive glass by Alexis.
Three rebounds already for Alexis in this first quarter.
Capri underneath to Saraya. Down the left block, left hand up and in.
Nice, strong play by Saraya. She got the girl on her back, kept her there while she gathered the basketball and put it in.
9-6 Streaks, a minute 33 to play first quarter. Out high right side, Kreiner. Now between the circles, it goes to Mills. Mills dribbles right, and a near steal, and Kiara does come up with a steal. Kiara down the left side, left hand up and in. 6 for Kiara, 5 Geneseo turnovers now, 11-6. Biggest lead in the ball game for the Streaks with 1:50 to play here in the first quarter.
Kiara was just the stronger player there. She got her hands on the basketball and just didn't let up.
High post, Griffin left elbow, dribbles into the paint. That should have been a 3-second call. She's still in there, still in there.
She hasn't left.
Al Haya goes to Seaman, top of the key on the right side. Just under a minute to play first quarter. Griffin, right wing, goes toward the baseline, now picks up. Great defense by Sarai, great defense by the Streaks away from the ball. They get it to Seaman, and a steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri on the run right side, hesitation dribble, splits the defenders, and saved it in bounds, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. It was unfortunate for Seaman as Capri probably should have let it go because I think it was going to be our ball, but she saved it in, and Seaman's momentum took her out of bounds. She caught the ball and landed out of bounds. So back to the Streaks with 43.7 to play in the quarter. Antonia Kistler back in, gives Soraya Boyd a break. Kiara inbounds, left baseline to Antonia, into Kiara, and she's fouled from behind, and it goes
Kreiner,
against
right?
Yeah, Hannah Kreiner. And that is now three team fouls
on
Geneseo with 41.4 to play here in the first quarter. Kiara inbounds, Antonia bounces into Kiara again, and another foul. Same thing, it's going to go, and this time against
Seaman.
Kelly. Or no, I'm sorry, Seaman.
Right, 12, yeah, Seaman.
So that's her first foul.
Yeah, just being over-aggressive on the back of Kiara. You've either got a half front so you can go after the basketball, or you got to let her catch it. Then
same thing
again.
Now she gets up. Oh, and no foul call that time. Oh, that should be straight ball.
That should be definitely straight ball. That's a terrible call.
It went off of Griffin. First, Kiara got bumped on the shot by Griffin.
On the catch.
Yeah, when the ball came down, it went off of Griffin's midsection.
Yeah.
But went the other way.
Foul on the catch, foul on the shot, and then, yeah, it went off of Griffin out of bounds.
On the dribble, this is Smith. Missed a shot. Kiara with a rebound. 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Down court to Alexis Ederson. Right wing. Thought about the three. They close out on her. She'll bring it back out and set with 10 to play. Now Antonia Kistler. Left wing. Capri with 7. Now with 6. I don't think she knows how much time's left. 5, 4. Now a near steal and a near tie-up. And the clock's going to run out with a tie-up. As that's going to do it.
Well, does the tie-up count? Because if so, the Streaks get the ball coming out of the quarter.
Yeah, it should. Nope.
No, they're going to wave it off. He definitely blew that whistle before.
Yeah, he did.
That's
not right.
Nope.
Not
they
right.
Should have put,
nope.
put a fraction of a second back on and given that ball to Geneseo. They're going to benefit.
First quarter in the books. It's Galesburg 11, Geneseo 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Colder temps? Listen to Shane.
This is Shane Irons, your service manager here at Ford of Galesburg. A coolant flush should be performed every 5 years or 100,000 miles. It keeps your system clear of unwanted debris, protecting the hoses and coolant lines from significant damage. Our job is to protect you from being stranded this winter, so right now we're running a coolant special of only $139.99. Please contact us to make your appointment today.
Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Well, Geneseo had the ball to start the second quarter. Akira nearly came up with a steal, but then the Maple Leafs turned it over anyway. Just underway, second quarter, Streaks lead 11-6.
Coach Hardison complained to the official about the fact that he felt like there was a push. I don't know what he was watching.
Now Kiara, nice dump off to Soraya, left side. She went up over the top, a hook pass over the top to Soraya, left hand up and in.
Great pass by Capri.
13-6 Streaks, and it goes to Worth. And
that was all ball.
Oh, my gosh. The official behind made the call. Wow. They had no position to make that. Worth went up, stuck the ball right in Soraya's hand. Now Worth is going to go to the free throw line. That is the second foul on Soraya Boyd. Annie Worth has not scored in the game, so this is her first opportunity at the free throw line and made that one. She was a first-team all-conference player in the Western Big Six last year. 13-7 Streaks, 7:33 to play. Tom Meredith there. Gibson here from a crowded John Field gym. Second one up and good. Coach Massey talking about that one with that official as well. 13-8 Streaks. Capri brings it across. Gives to Juniper Schwartzman. Now Soraya Boyd, top of the key, right wing to Capri. Capri Ferguson looks over the defense. Swings it over to Kiara. Left wing. Fires a three. Too strong. Rebound to Worth for the Maple Leafs. Worth on the run.
Capri put enough on that one to get it across. Thankfully, she did.
Now the Maple Leafs turn it over. Worth threw it between two green jerseys out of bounds. Is that eight turnovers?
Yeah. I have seven.
Oh, okay. I have
five a quarter and two in this quarter.
See, I had six at the quarter. Okay. I must have got an extra one somewhere. Juniper Schwartzman between the circles. High post to Alexis Edgerson. There was a foul. No call, but Alexis able to bring the ball back to her. Now swings it to Capri out high left side. Ooh. Fires a three. Didn't get her feet set, but put it up an inch. She covered her face with her hands after that one. It counts, though.
Yeah, I couldn't believe she shot it because she never got her feet set.
Beach three from the top of the key. He uses all the rim and falls through. She's got five. Make it 16-11. Streaks with a lead.
Jeez.
Yeah, she just seemed off balance. Didn't get her feet set, but put the shot up, and it was effective. Alexis Edgerson out high left side. Picks up. Gives to Kiara between the circles, working against Smith. Gets a pick from Soraya Boyd. Dribbles left, back to right. Now crosses back over. Nice bounce pass to Juniper Schwartzman on the left side. Up and in off the glass.
That was one of the stronger looking moves I've seen from Juniper. She caught the ball strong and then went up over a player to score that basket.
Great pass through traffic. Now Worth on the right side. Feed from Beach. Good defense by the Streaks. Worth muscled that one up and in. She's got four now. 18-13 Streaks. Three-pointer right wing. Alexis Edgerson is good. Streaks starting to heat up here, 21-13, 6 minutes to play first half. And it goes to Worth in the paint, spins back to the left.
Oh,
stolen away
gosh.
By Kiara. What are they calling? She handed the ball to Kiara. She took it down to her waist, and they're going to call Kiara for a foul. You need to talk to him, Eric.
Mike Parsons, the official, with a questionable call there in the lane. That looked like all ball. He was on the baseline. I don't know how he could have even seen Kiara put it. Hands on her.
Oh, Beach travel, no call. Fires a three right wing. Good. She caught the ball and did a hop and then took a dribble, went to her left and fired up a three. That's her second in a row. She's got eight. 21-16 Streaks, 5:45 to play first half. Antonia Kissel, left wing. Ooh. Capri, bounced it and turned it over.
Yeah, Capri was on a different page there.
Yeah. Now down court to Worth, and she lost a handle, and it's stolen away by Antonia Kissler. Now it's Capri Ferguson across midcourt in the center circle. Under 5.5 to play, first half, 21-16 Streaks.
Good idea by Capri to slow things down.
Juniper Schwartzman, now to Antonia
Alexis
Kissler.
Alexis is wide open.
Now Kiera down the left block, two defenders to beat, can't get it to fall.
They're double-teaming Kiera right now and leaving Alexis wide open. The Streaks have to see that.
Beach will bring it across. Left side it goes to Snodgrass. Down to the left baseline, this is Smith.
What was that?
She went off the wrong foot, shot with a right hand, reverse layup. Missed it. Antonia Kissler with a rebound, but a steal on the pass by Seaman. Now an 18-footer by Beach. Left wing, no good. Antonia Kissler with a rebound. Kiera's got it. She'll bring it across against Beach. Down the left side, splits the defenders, lost the handle. Should have been a travel, put it up.
Yeah, it should have been. And that's exactly what Coach Hardison's talking to the officials about right now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they could argue, it's like, well, we could have called a foul too, although it was kind of the ball that ran, right. into the defender.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is Kiera's so elusive, she avoids that contact.
From on top of the three-point arc, shot no good by Smith, and the rebound, Kiera Kilgore. Now Smith yelling at somebody.
Yeah, I was
not
trying to figure out who she's yelling at.
Yeah, I think it was Worth. Now Alexis Edgerson for three, right wing, too strong. Rebound kept alive by Juniper Schwartzman up off the glass.
Oh,
no, couldn't get it to fall. Worth with a rebound, and Scott Hardison calls a timeout. Full timeout, 4:15 to play in the first half. It is Galesburg 23, Geneseo 16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Michelle from YEM Certified Service. Right now, you can get up to $200 off a set of four tires with road hazard protection and three-year roadside assistance and towing, up to 150 miles on select brands. All GM program tires include a six-year material and workmanship warranty, too, and free tire replacement in the first 12 months. As always, you can count on YEM's 30-day price guarantee. If you find a better price within 30 days, we'll refund the difference. So if it's time for new tires, trust the certified service experts at YEM. North Henderson, Galesburg.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM,
1400 AM,
WGIL.
Team to play first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Geneseo Maple Leafs 23-16. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us tonight for this Western Big Six Conference game. Streaks looking pretty good so far. Geneseo, again, we knew they weren't going to be the team they were last year, and we didn't know how good they were going to be. Two really good players back, but they've not been all that impressive so far, and the Streaks have been.
No, and Ludwig really dominated the basketball for them last year. So she was a good decision maker with the ball. She was a scorer, kind of the all-around guard that you want at the top. And they just seem out of sorts in their offense. We see a lot of passes not on the mark, rushing the offense at times, and also just misunderstanding where people are supposed to be. And, you know, some of that might be early season rush still. I mean, this is the sixth game they've played.
This is Kelly, drives into the paint, kicks it out. A lot of penetration. Now kick out to Kreiner on the left wing. Streaks playing good defense. Now high it goes to Mills, top of the key, working against Lily Clark. Inside it goes to Worth, knocked away by Juniper Schwartzman. Another turnover. Addie McLaughlin comes away with it. Down the left side, nice bounce pass to Lily Clark, right side, up and in.
Great job by Lily. One of the toughest things to explain to players is sit down on that weak side block. She did a great job there, got the pass and the finish.
Three-pointer, no good, left wing by Folker, Jonna Folker. Now we're going to have a foul. I think Worth reached in. That's going to be her second foul. That was a dumb foul in the backcourt, reaching in on Kiera Kilgore. So that's her second. She's immediately going to go to the bench, and they'll get Allison Griffin in, the 5'9 senior. 3:27 to play first half. Streaks lead 25-16. Danielle Beach comes back in, replaces Addie Mills. So Addie McLaughlin will bring it up. Kiera Kilgore, Antonia Kissler, Juniper Schwartzman, Lily Clark for the Streaks. The Streaks have done such a great job on the break, drawing the defender, making the nice dump-off pass.
Well, and keeping in your lanes. I can't tell you. Having coached myself, it's tough to tell kids, stay in your lanes. Everybody wants to go right in front of the ball handler. That was a quick five.
But yeah.
Usually, once they start moving, they give them five on a stationary and then five on the move. They called five.
Yeah, after Addie started moving forward with the basketball. What, six Streak turnovers now?
Seven,
all right. 3 minutes to play, first half, 25-16 Streaks. Right wing, this is Beach working against Addie McLaughlin outside the three-point arc. Puts it on the floor, top of the key, it goes to Kreiner. Now a near steal by Antonia Kissler, but able to run it down as Folker.
arguably a push-off by Folker to go get that basketball.
Now Beach gives to Kreiner, fires a three, short rebound. Oh, Kira's lucky she didn't get called for over the back, but she pulls the rebound away. Now a reach is going to be called on Danielle Beach. So Kira got away with one there, and Danielle Beach picks up her first foul. That is now, is that the seventh? Yeah, 17 fouls. We'll walk it down this way, and Kira will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus with 2:38 to play first half. Streaks leading 25-16.
Kira already has 6 rebounds, 8 points, or yeah, 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Free throw, too strong. Rebound, Juniper Schwartzman keeps it alive, and that's a quick tie-up. But tie-up and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Good hustle, Juniper Schwartzman. Back into the Geneseo lineup is Catlin Seaman, 5'7", junior. She'll replace Jonna Folker.
Juniper's third rebound of the game, second offensive.
Kira to inbound from the right baseline this time. And it comes top of the key. Addie McLaughlin fires a three from straight on. Ooh. In and out, no good. Rebound, Lily Clark. Oh, has it stolen away, though.
Never could get the ears on that one.
This is Kelly on the dribble working against the lead. Good defense by Lily Clark. Didn't let her go anywhere. Underneath it goes down on the right block. Chick Kreiner and pass to the left side and out of bounds. And another Geneseo turnover.
Antonio got her hands on it.
Okay.
Yeah, Antonio got just enough of that one to knock it.
Whoa, the baseline official is going to argue with him.
Well, the baseline official, I saw Antonia touch it, so baseline official is wrong. We'll take the basketball.
Yeah.
But I clearly saw it go off Antonia's
hand. It is going to go back to the Maple Leafs. 2:16 to play here in the first half. Right wing, Kelly drives. Little layup right side, no good. Good defense by Juniper Schwartzman. Rebound Antonia Kissler. Now Eddie McLaughlin. Up court it goes, and a near steal by Beach. Starting to get it up court to Kira. You got to be aware of where Beach is at on the floor. She's going to go after the steal. 2:06 to play first half, 25-16 Streaks. Capri Ferguson checks back in. She'll give Addie McLaughlin a break with 2:06 to play, 25-16 Streaks with a lead. Kira to inbound near midcourt on the near side. Backcourt goes to Capri Ferguson. She'll set the offense. Gets picked from Antonia Kissler. Goes back to the right, down the right side lane, around the defender, up and rolls.
Oh,
no
man.
Good. Rebound, Juniper Schwartzman up off the glass. Oh. Can't hit. And
jeez.
Unfortunate, Streaks couldn't come away with one there. Griffin with a rebound for the Maple Leafs. Now Beach, top of the key. Left side, it goes to Griffin out high, puts it on the floor. Near steal by Kiera. Running it down is Kreiner. Kreiner left side, out high right side, it goes to Seaman. Working against Antonia Kissler down the right side.
Oh,
shot
I don't even
by
think
Antonia.
She touched her.
Yeah, I don't think so either. There was a lot of distance between the bodies, and they're going to say she got her on the arm.
I don't know.
First on Antonia.
Yeah, it looked like there was definite space between the two of them. She reached up. She wanted to go for the block, but it looked like she held up when she realized she wasn't going to get there.
So Catlin Seaman goes to the free throw line with two shots, 1:35 to play in the first half.
Bill pronounced it Caitlin during the pregame. I don't know
what
if
is,
he got
well,
that
pronounced. There's no E, so I guess.
No, I agree with you. But
yeah, K-E-T-Y or K-A-T-L-Y-N.
Yeah. I would have said Catlin, too. I'm just telling you what Bill said during the starting lineups.
Second shot, she missed the first, and Alexis got in the lane too soon. Yep. So she's going to get a third attempt at it.
She tried her best
one.
To hold up.
Yeah, she tried. She kind of fell
now,
in.
Now, we'll go back. We talked about this once before. You're not supposed to be able to fake. And she's got a hitch in her her delivery of her free throws. She dribbles and then comes up and hitches.
Yeah, yep. I just saw it there, yep. Missed again, and a rebound, Kiera Kilgore for the streak. So she missed all three there.
Now, unlike the other day, we saw that girl that ended up, she actually faked the shot, which is supposed to be wrong.
Yep.
So I think
Soraya jumped. I remember who jumped in.
So I think this one at least looks like it's normal course of her shot. She's pausing, but.
Capri Ferguson left side, Alexis Edgerson between the circles, dribbles right, 1:09 to play in the half streaks with a 25-16 lead. This is Juniper Schwartzman out high left side. Capri Ferguson dribbles right. Down the right side lane. Scoops it up off the glass. Too strong. True. Rebound Antonia Kissler down the right side. Up off the glass. Short. Gets her own rebound and gets hammered from behind. And it's going to go against, I think, Smith. I don't know. He's looking at Beach, though. Should be Smith, but it might be Beach getting her second foul. Nope. Does go against Griffin, not Smith. Allison Griffin picks up the foul. That's going to put Antonia Kissler at the free throw line. Streaks have missed some bunnies here tonight. After hitting a lot of them early, they've missed some here in the second quarter.
Yeah, and Addison Smith comes back in the game for Griffin, giving her a break.
52.6 to play. First free throw, no good. Was that a one and bonus?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it was on the floor. Akira with a rebound, drives in, little hook shot up off the glass, too strong. Gets her own rebound again on the right baseline. Looking for some help. Trapped up, gets it to Alexis Ederson. 39 to play, and Capri Ferguson will pull it out and reset out in the center circle for the Streaks. Capri on the dribble, Antonia Kisser with it left of the center circle. Left wing, it goes to Kira Kilgore. Kira fakes, spins at the left elbow, down the left side, and traveled again. Got it, and one. Nope, they're going to call the travel. Nope, they are going to. Yeah, there was some contact there.
There was. I think she slid the foot before she hit the defensive player. So I'll give the referee Parsons a break on that one because I think she did slide the pivot foot before she made the contact.
She did put the shot up and in, but doesn't count. 25-16 streak, 17 seconds to play in the half. Smith out high. Right side it goes to Kreiner.
Oh, geez. Smith hit the floor hard there. I don't know if she feels that Antonia went through it. Now we're going to get an illegal screen. Now Smith is going to get teed up.
Yeah.
She wanted the foul on the play before as she went to the ground. It looked like possibly a flop because I didn't see Antonia go through her. And then she started arguing the moment she got called for the screen. But she got up from the floor and got right back in Antonia and tried to, like, block her like she was blocking a running back. For a running back.
So two of the personal foul, and you get a personal for the technical as well. So that's two quick fouls on her. 8 seconds to play in the half. Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line shooting the technical. 25-16 streaks. Let's go into halftime with double-figure lead. Net can't hit the first. Too strong on it. Man, streaks have had their struggles from the free throw line this season early on.
Coach Hardison screaming across the floor at the other official, and I don't think that's a great idea.
Boy, couldn't get it to fall. Too strong, but the Streaks still have a shot at it with 8 seconds to play. They've got the basketball. The midcourt will be here to inbound.
It's going to be one of those, like, Christmas breaks, I think, where you need to just shoot free throws during that week or so that they have off.
All right, that's discussion between the officials about something. I'm not sure what. All right, so Kiera will inbound from the near sideline out near midcourt. The backcourt, it goes to Capri. 7 seconds to play. Capri across midcourt, right side, down the right side lane, up off the glass, and
there
in!
We go.
Capri Ferguson has five. And we go into halftime. It's an 11-point lead. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 27, the Geneseo Maple Leafs 16. Come back with our halftime report, halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead at 27-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
This happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because...
we busted it.
Let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car. Ooh. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunk.
Sorry.
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at John Field Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Geneseo Maple Leafs 27-16. Streaks were up 11-6 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored Geneseo 16-10 in that second quarter. Our halftime show brought to you by Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Well, a good half of basketball for the Streaks. And honestly, Eric, the lead could be much bigger if we could hit some darn free throws. We just we've had this struggle from the line so far this year, and you know, take away also a couple three or Eric Bill Dickerson wants us to look at him. He's taking a picture. a few bunnies that the Streaks missed as well. And so could be a much bigger lead, but impressive what the Streaks did in the first half.
Right. No. You always wonder, because this is a Geneseo team that the Streaks have struggled with in years past, and for a multitude of reasons. Obviously, like we talked about at the beginning of the game, they lost their D1 player, and that kind of changes things from the outlook of what's this team going to be like when you actually play them on the floor and they have a new identity. And realistically speaking, you come into this game and it's kind of a litmus test game. Your best team you played all year was Washington. You lost that game. Moline was okay, probably not going to be one of the top three in the conference this year. And, you finally get to Geneseo, and they're one that you think is probably going to be one of those top three teams in the conference this year. And so far, so good.
All right, our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by someone, somewhere. I've got the list here somewhere. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. The sophomore team lost here this evening. 42-36 was the final score in that ball game. They had some struggles. They actually played a pretty good game tonight. It was a pretty good Geneseo sophomore team, I thought. Streak sophomores gave it a pretty good run, but they've had some struggles this year, but a pretty young team as well. So coming up on the schedule tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys basketball team will be on the road up at Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Moline Maroons. Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will have that one for you. 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip-off. The GHS girls will be back at it on Saturday here at John Thiel Gym. We will take on the United Township Panthers. Scheduled for 1:30 tip to around 1:10 for the pregame.
Yeah, and obviously a conference night across the conference. I've got the scores from all the other games. Right. Moline's up 23-20 on Rocky with 58 seconds to go in the first half. Quincy, they're already in the end of third. Quincy, wow. 31, Allman 24. That one's a lot closer than I would have guessed.
No,
UT at half, only up 18-11 on Sterling.
Wow, interesting. Well, there you have it, our halftime scoreboard. Streaks lead it here 27-16. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you drive by and think you're seeing things, I'm here to tell you you're not. This is Kyle Kelly at Ford of Galesburg. Our lot is finally filling up again with new F-150s, Escapes, Explorers, and more. And now through the end of the year, you'll get 0% up to 66 months with FlexBuy on Escapes and Edges, and rates as low as 2.9% for 60 months or 3.9% for 72 months on all new F-150s. Stop out today and see what we've got and find out what's on the way.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
Hey, can you get in my purse and grab my eye drops? I can't see anything.
Well, that's something you want the person driving you to say.
Please, my eyes get so dry they hurt. Is that not normal?
Actually, up to 12% of people suffer from chronic dry eye. But in order to treat it properly, you need to find out the exact cause. Kehoe Eye Care offers the Oculus Curatograph, a diagnostic tool designed to more accurately determine the cause of dry eye so it can be treated correctly. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL. If you or someone you know is experiencing food scarcity, the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry can help. help. Their weekly food distribution for individuals and families in need happens every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. in the Corpus Christi Church basement on South Prairie Street in Galesburg. Calling ahead is not required, but will expedite the process, and curbside service is available. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by WGIL.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by JB&D Siding and Window in Galesburg. We can try on new siding before you buy. Upload a picture of your home at jbdsiding.com and see all the possibilities. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low at 30. Increasing clouds and breezy tomorrow with a slight chance of rain afternoon. High of 53. Blustery tomorrow night, wind gust of 40 miles per hour and overnight low at 21. Sunny and windy for Saturday with a high of 31. It's 32 at WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Halftime at John Thiel Gym. Tom Aradith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silvertrees lead the Geneseo Maple Leafs 27-16. Our halftime stats brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Let's start with the scoring. Galesburg Silvertrees led by Garrett Kilgore with 8 points. 4 baskets, 0-for-3 from the free throw line. 5 points for Capri Ferguson on a 3 and a 2 in the second quarter. 3 for Alexis Edgerson on a 3. 1 point for Antonia Kistler on 1-for-3 from the line. 6 for Soraya Boyd. A couple of baskets, 2-for-2 from the line. 2 points apiece for Juniper Schwartzman and Lily Clark on a basket apiece. Streaks with 3 three-pointers, just 3-for-9 from the free throw line. The Maple Leafs led by Danielle Beach, 8 points, a couple of threes and a two. 4 points for Catlin Seaman, a couple of baskets, 0-for-3 from the line. 4 for Andy Worth on a basket, 2 free throws. And is that it? Yeah, that's it. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, two three-pointers, 2-for-5 from the line for Geneseo.
Not that it's much better, but I only had a 3-for-8 from the free throw line.
Okay.
9 turnovers for Geneseo in that first half, 8 for the Streaks. So both teams did a decent job taking care of the basketball. The difference in this game has been on the boards. Streaks have 22 rebounds to just 11 for Geneseo. 9-1 on the offensive board. Streaks have the advantage. Geneseo had only took 17 shots in that first half, 6-for-17, 2-of-4 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, took 28 shots. They were 11-for-28, 2-of-7 from distance.
Second half just underway. Geneseo with the basketball. Streaks lead 27-16. This is Worth. Drives left side. Gets around Antonia Kistler. Puts up with the right hand up and in. That was a good move by Worth that time. Antonia couldn't do much more defensively there.
Well, that looked like one of those where the coach challenges you in the locker room and says, you're supposed to be our top player. Why aren't you going to the rim more?
Kier with it. Watch left out. Side. Gets bumped. No call.
Yeah. She's coming for the steal, Kelly was, but Kiera turned just in time.
Now Kiera splits the defenders, goes hard to the floor. Ooh. She's hurt.
Yes, she is.
And she missed the shot. Coming back the other way, long down court pass to Griffin. Had to throw it back the other way. Kelly runs it down on the right wing. Back to Smith, on the left baseline. 17-footer up and good.
So quick 4 points for Geneseo out of the locker room here.
27-20.
Capri dribbles right into a three. Nobody picked
her
off.
Rebound comes away to Seaman for Geneseo. Gives to Beach. Beach across midcourt right side. Right baseline to Smith, now out to the wing on the dribble. Picks up, down on the block, goes to Worth, and elbows Soraya to push her out of the way. Now kicks over to Beach on the left baseline. Three-pointer no good. Rebound comes to Soraya Boyd. Bounces for Kiera. Now Capri brings it across midcourt right side. Capri Ferguson picks up on the wing, looks for help. Don't want to get another five call. Gets it off to Soraya. Now it's left wing to Alexis Edgerson.
Have we seen a five call in the Streaks all season? We've had two in this game.
Yeah, I don't think so. Now Kiera has it knocked away. Ball goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up. Smith better be careful because she started to say something to the official again. Thought she got fouled, but the ball's on the floor, and Kiera tied her up, and it's going to go back to the Streaks.
Yeah, great job by Kiera recovering there. She lost the basketball but then got right on the floor to get her hand on the ball to tie up Smith, like you said.
Alexis Edgerson for three, right wing on the inbound. In and out, no good. Rebound, Antonia Kistler. Antonia looks for help, kicks it out to Capri in the center circle. Left wing, Alexis Edgerson thought about the three, now kicks down right baseline to Soraya up off the glass and in.
Great pass, great finish.
Soraya Boyd with 8 to make it 29-20. Streak 6-10 to play third quarter. Beach on the dribble, right side, picks up. Gives to Worth, left baseline, it goes to Smith, working against Antonia Kistler. Out high, it goes to Worth, lost a handle, now got it back. Fakes left, goes right into the paint, and throws up a wild shot, goes over the back of Kiera for a rebound. And they call it a jump ball.
Oh,
you need to talk to him, Eric.
Yeah, I don't know about the speed that – jump balls get called sometimes is just mystifying because Kira grabbed that and pulled it right away.
Oh, a shot blocked by Kira, or excuse me, by Capri. But you know what? Did you see what Beach did? She did the same thing she did earlier. She catches and does a hop step and then goes up with a shot. She hops sideways. She travels before she goes up with a shot. This is Kelly with it, left wing. Gives to Beach out high on the left side, working against Capri. Now it's, let's see, Seaman with it, top of the key, dribbles right. And a pass knocked away by Kiara Kilgore into the Geneseo bench. The Maple Leafs will have it back. 5:39 to play third quarter, 29-20, Streaks with a lead. And it comes to Beach out right of the center circle. Top of the key goes to Seaman, fakes right, goes left, and Kiara gets back and cuts her off. Back out to Worth between the circles, working against Soraya. Down the right side of the lane, took a travel, no call, scoot the shot up and in.
Yeah,
she got the Euro step.
She did.
Make it 29-22. Soraya Boyd, top of the key, stolen away. Stolen away by Kelly.
Well, that's what you don't want to do if you're Soraya, is put that ball low.
To Smith running the floor. Missed the shot, though, but the rebound picked up by Seaman. She can't hit the shot. Now the Soraya wanted a foul. Beach went over her back, but it goes back to the Streaks anyway. Just over 5 minutes to play.
Starting to look a little chippy out there, Tom.
Capri bounces right wing to Soraya. Out high right side, Antonia. Now it's Capri, top of the key. To the left. Now right side it goes to Alexis Edgerson. Alexis on the dribble. Pulls it back out between the circles. Under five to play. Dribbles right. Gets picked from Antonio. Picks up. Top of the key. Soraya down the left side of the lane. Splits the defenders off the glass too hard. Rebound kept alive by Antonia Kissler, but she couldn't bring it in. Beach comes away with it for Geneseo. Smith back to Beach across midcourt right side. Left wing it goes to Kelly. Now to Worth out high on the right side. Fakes left down the right side of the lane. Scoops it up off the glass and in.
Worth is coming out and has an agenda now. She's going right at Soraya every time she gets the basketball. And she's going around her, and she's got 6 quick points. Oh, geez. Capri threw that ball to Kira, who's on her way to the bench because she knew the timeout was coming.
30-second timeout called by Coach Massey. 4:21 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 29-24 lead. Is it a
30?
They're standing. Well, Geneseo's sitting. Oh, no, they're not. They stood back up. Okay. Yeah, 30-second timeout. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. When we're on the road, they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. You can check out at 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty.
Well, Geneseo's come out of the locker room way more aggressive and a lot cleaner on offense. They've outscored the Streaks here in the third quarter, 8-2. Streaks need to kind of ride the tide out here and try to turn things back around. Don't want to let this Geneseo team get momentum going into the fourth.
4:21 to play in the third. Streaks with a 29-24 lead. Kira Kilgore inbound, and it comes to Capri Ferguson. Has that out between the circles. Now it's Antonia Kissler near the volleyball spike line. Juniper Schwartzman out high right side. Left wing, ooh, dangerous pass there to Capri. She's able to reel it in, crosses over, pulls it back out, and gets to Alexis Edgerson between the circles. Streaks will reset, 4:05 to play. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Juniper Schwartzman, kicks out to Capri, down the right side of the lane, tries to bounce for Juniper, able to get it after it's tapped away. Now Alexis back to Capri between the circles. Streaks reset again. 29-24, I don't mind running some clock here.
Right.
All right. Now the ball gets tapped away. As Kelly reached in at it and knocked it out of bounds.
Don't mind the patience for the Streaks. I would like to see a little bit more ball movement, though. It's kind of getting stuck at times on this offensive possession.
Capri Ferguson on the dribble, gets a pick from Antonia down the left side of the lane, scoops it up with the right hand, and good! Got behind the defender, had to scoop it up, or kind of got behind the glass, had to scoop it up with the right hand, puts it up and in, make it 31-24. Now Kelly lost the ball out of bounds, tried to throw it across to Smith, and the ball went out of bounds. Is that their first turnover of the second half?
Yeah, 10 total now. Now what we got?
I'm not sure. Was there a sub? I don't think so.
No?
I have no idea. I didn't see anybody tying their shoe. I don't know what. What
I think it was must have just been an inadvertent whistle.
Okay. Streaks brings the length of the court. Kiara Kilgore, top of the key, dribbles right, gets the pick from Juniper Schwartzman. Hesitation dribble down the right side. Splits the defenders up off the glass, short. Juniper with a rebound up off the glass and in.
Nice job by Juniper. 5 rebounds now, 4 of them offensive.
33-24 Streaks, 3:07 to play third quarter.
Jeez, just a clear flop by Kelly as Antonia was trying to get through a screen and she just threw herself on the floor.
That was just odd because she went flying. Now Beach fires a 3 right wing, no good. Rebound. Oh, there's no foul.
There was no foul.
She lost her footing coming down. She was behind two streaks.
Jeez.
It was.
How do you even call a foul?
Kathleen Seaman.
One?
Yeah. How's there a push? Oh, my gosh. Both streak players were in front of her. She just lost her footing and fell backwards. Who'd they call?
They called Antonia.
Antonia Kissler got the call.
This is where Wyman would call out Mike Parsons of East Peoria with having a bad call there.
That was steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri wanted to beat, and she's going to pull it out. No hesitation, goes past Beach, scooped it up on the glass, no good, and the rebound comes away to Smith. Now it's Beach running the other way, gets it up court to Kelly. Kelly right wing, cut off by Alexis Edgerson. Good defense by Alexis. Cut off the fast break. Now where's the five call now? Wow. She was on her the whole time, then she picked it up, didn't get the five call. Ooh, a near steal by Kiera. Now she does knock it away. Kiera with it in the backcourt.
Oh, he took a call, double dribble. She did not dribble the basketball.
Oh, my gosh.
How
she
often
knocked
do
it
we
away.
See that? And they never call it. Wow.
That's what you get from a guy that calls a technical on me in 1980, Eric. That's
not that you're harboring any
No,
grudge.
No ill will. 2:19 to play.
Wow.
Streaks with a 33-24 lead.
I don't even know how you make that call because Kiera knocked the ball out of the girl's hands and then picked it up and started dribbling with it.
Smith left. Oh, come on.
Oh, now we're going to get a hand check. It's going to be third on Antonia.
You know, if you're going to call it, call it. It's fine. Yes, it's a foul, but call it every time.
Right.
Then. Don't pick and choose.
Both ways. That's her third. She'll hit the bench. Back into the game is Soraya Boyd.
That is just the second team foul on the streaks here in the second half. Not on Geneseo yet. Worth left baseline fires a 17-footer. Good. That was a kind of a strange-looking shot, but it was effective. Left-hander, 2 minutes to play, 33-26 streaks lead. Capri Ferguson across midcourt, left side. To Kiera Kilgore out high, right side. Gets picked down the middle of the floor, down the middle of the lane. Up too strong with a shot.
She should have gone to the right side with it. She
tried to
stay in the middle.
Smith runs it down, comes up short with a layup. And Capri Ferguson with a rebound to Kiera, left wing. Kiera penetrates again, scoops up the shot. No, what's the call going to be now? Something out on the floor against Beach. Yep, Danielle Beach. She's got two. That's the first team foul on Geneseo, second half. Smith goes to the bench, and they bring in Addison Snodgrass, a 5'7 sophomore. Kiera to inbound, wide open on the left side. Soraya with a left hand up off the glass and in. She's got eight, make it 35-26, back to a 9-point lead, and a steal by Kiera. Nope.
Oh, what
a
trouble! Something. Oh, no.
He's calling a jump. Oh,
she was on the floor.
All right, so Kiera and who was that? Seaman went up after the basketball, and Seaman went over Kiera's back after it came down with the ball, slid across the floor, and they gave Geneseo a timeout. There was nothing initially. Everybody was just kind of standing there, and then he blew the whistle.
Well, it's got to be either a foul or a travel.
Yeah.
It can't be neither.
Yeah.
She can't catch the ball and then go to the ground with the basketball in her hands.
30-second timeout, 1:26 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 9-point lead, 35-26.
Your buddy over here on the baseline, I don't know what game he's watching.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. All right, 1:26 to play. It'll be Geneseo basketball on the right baseline. Who's going to inbound? Looks like it'll be Addison Snodgrass. Snodgrass looking. Finally gets it in top of the key. Beach down the right side lane. Gets around the defender up and in. That was a good move by Danielle Beach.
Yeah, very nice step through by Beach to get to the basket.
She's got eight. Now Kiera Kilgore, left wing, fakes a three, penetrates, gets it up with the right hand up off the right side, comes up short with it. Beach with a rebound. Kiera's a little frustrated on her miss. Now Worth loses the handle on it. Left baseline. It's out of bounds on Worth. It should be Streaks' foul. Yes, it is. Worth lost the handle on it. Dove after it went out of bounds in front of the Geneseo bench. And the Maple Leafs turn it over with 1:08 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks leading 35-28.
We've seen Kiera struggle with layups a few times so far this season. It just seems a little bit off. She's leaving all of them a little short.
Now Capri lost the handle on the dribble. Now gets tied up by Worth. And the possession arrow points toward the streaks.
Coach Massey wanting a push, it looks like, on someone. He's talked to two officials about it now.
Call the hand check, but not the push.
Well, Kiera, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's like, well, if Antonia keeps getting called for just putting her hands on people.
Alexis Edgerson, right wing, guarded by Worth, brings it back out high. That's nice to have her away from the basket. Now it's Capri Ferguson out near the center circle, 43 seconds to play.
Hoo-hoo!
Capri crosses over, loses the defender, and now threw it away.
Yeah, Capri, I think Capri got a little ahead of herself. She had that nice move. She got Kelly retreating towards the basket, kind of sliding on some ice.
Yeah. And she got a little happy there. She had a smile on her face even after the turnover. It's right. Okay. That was a good move.
That's one of those ones where you kind of want her just to pull up and just shoot that short jumper.
Surprised herself, I think.
Right.
30 seconds to play in the half, 35-28 streaks. Beach right wing. It goes to Snodgrass. Back to Worth out high right side.
Beach just gotten called for a technical. She ran out of bounds and ran along the baseline. That's supposed to be a technical foul.
Yep. Now Juniper is going to get called for a foul on the right baseline. Worth got around her. She didn't get there quite in time to cut her off. That's going to be the second on Juniper. 13 foul on the streak second half with 20.8 to play in the quarter.
I've only seen that call once or twice, but Beach voluntarily ran out of bounds and then ran along the baseline. That's supposed to be a technical.
And it comes to Worth, top of the key, lost a handle, now got it back, spins, and threw up a wild shot. Ooh. Missed it, and the rebound.
Almost went in.
Rebound, Juniper Schwarzman, but threw it away. Now it goes to Worth. Now Geneseo throws it away. So the teams exchange turnovers.
It's 13 for the Maple Leafs. Streaks are at 12.
9.4 to play. I'm not sure Coach Massey's upset about something. Addie McLaughlin came in the game. I don't know.
I don't. The only thing I can think of is he was frustrated that Capri didn't go back to get that ball, maybe from Juniper.
Yeah, I don't know. 9.4 to play, and it comes to Kiera. Now with 8, she'll bring it up herself with 6 across midcourt with 5 down the right side of the lane with 3, lays it up too strong. No, but she gets fouled.
This should be Beach. That'll be her third.
Yeah, nope. It was 42 in there because Beach isn't in there. It was 42.
Oh.
Yep. It was Allison Griffin.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Saw the long blonde hair and the 2.
Yep, that's what I thought initially, too. So Griffin with a foul here at the free throw line.
There
makes
we
that
go.
One. That's her first point of the second half.
Usually when she finds that first one, she gets a little bit of feeling from the strike.
2.1 seconds to play in the half. Streaks back to the now an 8-point lead, 36-28. Can go up 9 heading into the third quarter if Kiera can hit this one, and does.
There we go.
She's got 10 in the game, make it 37-28. Inbound nearly goes out of bounds. Now they're not even going to get a shot off it. Fired it too late at midcourt. And we played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 37, the Geneseo Maple Leafs 28. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Have a position you need filled yesterday?
We can put it in our jobs page at galesburg.info and drive thousands of listeners right to you. Not only will you get great exposure, but it's a much more streamlined approach to getting local applicants. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With the basketball to start the fourth quarter, Tom Erith there gets him 37-28 streaks. They were outscored 12-10 in the third quarter. Right wing Kelly, now Seaman. Left wing it goes to Beach. Penetrates, kicks to the right wing to Kelly. Kelly penetrates, now kicks out to Worth. Left side, 17-footer, no good. Alexis Edgerson with another rebound.
I don't know that if I'm Coach Artisan, I like Worth taking that shot. She's been so effective going to the rim, and she pulls up for an 18-footer
and
there.
Now she comes up with a steal, though. Down the right side, Worth lays it up and in. So the Streaks turn it over, give up an easy one there.
Well, you got to be aware. They're going to be aggressive here. They know what the score is. They're going to start playing passing lanes a little tighter. She's all over.
Now Capri picks up. Now a timeout call. Capri picked it up in kind of a bad spot. And Kiera was trying to get open. Worth was all over. And Coach Massey has to call a 30-second timeout.
Like, I think Coach Daniels is telling Capri, you know, you can't pick up that basketball in the corners. You've got to keep it alive as the point guard.
7:06 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 37-30 over the Geneseo Maple Leafs. Hopefully going to hand them their first loss of the season and keep the streaks undefeated in Western Big Six Conference play. So it's so what do we have tonight? We had Quincy wasn't up too much on Alleman.
Yeah, Quincy was up 7 on Alleman. Rocky was down 3 last time we heard and against Moline. Mm-hmm. And UT only up 7 on Sterling. And
yeah, it's going to be an interesting conference this year.
It's starting to look like that.
Right, here to inbound from in front of the streets bench, far side of the floor, and it comes to Capri in the center circle. Now at high to Juniper Schwartzman, out high on the left side. Looks over the defense, now to Capri. Did they drop? No, they're still in. Man, I thought they dropped into a 2-3 for a minute. Now Capri, left wing, drives baseline, gets past the defense, right hand up off the glass.
Great job. Smith isn't going to be able to stay with Capri. She got switched on to Capri there, and she went right by her.
She's got 9, back to a 9-point lead, 39-30. Beach down the left side of the lane, scoops it with the left hand, no good. Worth with a rebound, goes off her hand, has to save it in bounds. Nope, they say she stepped on the inline. So back to the streaks with 6:41 to play, looking for a double-digit lead. We had what? We had an 11-point lead at some point in the first half, didn't we? At halftime, yeah. So Capri Ferguson will trigger for the streaks. She'll be met by Catlin Seaman. I'm surprised they're not picking up with full court pressure. Down only 9.
Well, I'm wondering, you know, he talked about them having a big bench. I don't think their bench is as deep as he claimed
Capri's
it to be.
Capri's going to get called for travel. Yeah. She kind of ran into Seaman and just kind of didn't have anywhere else to go, tried to put up a shot and
yeah, right there, she just got concede the lane to Seaman and kick it back out.
This is Seaman out high on the left side for Geneseo. Now top of the key, Smith back in, right wing. Beach drives right baseline, steps around, up off the glass, no good. Rebound to Capri Ferguson, and now Worth dives in front of her, but Kiara picks it up. Kiara on the dribble left side, splits the defenders, up off the glass, got hammered, goes to the floor, no good, and
Smith
Worth down with a rebound.
Laying in the lane.
Yeah. And tripped her up. Now Beach, and that, really, now we're going to call this. Kiara may have got her with a body, and, you know, Kiara went down to the floor on the other end.
No, they didn't call that on Kiara. They called that on Capri.
Yeah, down the other way, yeah, Capri Ferguson picks up the foul on this, and that's her second. 4 team fouls now with 6 minutes to play. Inbound comes to Worth on the left baseline, had to get her dribble back, kicks it back out to Seaman out high on the left side. Left baseline, it goes to Kelly. Good defense by Alexis Edgerson. Top of the key, it goes to Smith. Now inside.
Oh, she just threw it to nobody.
Yeah, and the ball goes back out to midcourt. They were lucky Beach was able to run that down. Beach with it on the left wing. Pulls it back out, gives to Smith with 5:37 to play. I like them taking a lot of time
as
well.
Good defense by
the
streets.
Yeah. Worth, top of the key. Dribbles left, kicks out to Kelly. Now swing it over to Beach on the right wing. He's got to have some help side defense as well. Now instead it goes mid-post to Worth. Spins. Good help by Kiara Kilgore.
Yeah, great help.
Kicks it back out to Kelly. Now a steal by Kiara. Kiara Kilgore down the right side. One to beat. Lays it up and in.
Yeah, great play by Kiara. Help side defense and then getting a steal.
41-30 streaks. Just over 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Worth drives right.
Oh, jeez.
Drives right baseline. She spun back the other way, and Juniper got called for a foul.
What? It's just consistency. That's all we want, consistency.
That's 3 on Juniper, 5 team fouls down the streaks. 5:05 to play. Smith will inbound for the right baseline. Beach was open on the left side, leans in, but went back the other way, missed the shot. Worth able to get the rebound, though. Missed it, now went over the back of Juniper, and no call. Now the ball's going to go back to the streaks, even though it went off of Juniper last. That should have been an over-the-back call of Worth. Beach had an easy shot, but then she spun back the other way and went away from the basket and missed it.
I didn't understand it. The only thing I can think of is Beach doesn't have a left hand because that ball was taking her to a left-hand layup. Now they're going to start putting some pressure in the backcourt.
Capri gets it across, gives to Kiara on the left sideline, nearly fell out of bounds, got her balance back, drives baseline. Now it's pushed.
Now we're going to get a bump call on Beach.
Yeah, that's going to be her third. Just the third team foul now, second half on Geneseo. 4:49 to play.
Yeah, that was one of those mind things. Kiara caught the ball, looked down, saw how close she was to the half court line, and almost fell, sideline, almost
Alexis
fell over.
Edgerson for 3, left wing, too strong. Rebound comes away to Mills for Geneseo. That's the first time that official's blown his whistle in the second half, I believe. Now the Maple Leafs lose the ball. Sierra Soraya comes up with it, but then threw it away. So the teams exchange turnovers. Right wing, Mills for 3, no good. Rebound is going to let, Soraya's going to let it go out of bounds, and the streaks will bring it the length of the court with 4.5 minutes to play.
Soraya was trying to make the fun play instead of the good play. And that right there, she just tried to lead somebody up the floor, but nobody was sprinting up the floor.
Coach Massey telling his team, settle down. Now Kiara drives left side, scoops it up, no good. Soraya there with a rebound, gets tied up, no call. Now Kiara up and no call again. Lots of body there. Now I don't understand that, like you said, the consistency. Now Geneseo, I thought that ball bounced out of bounds, but not. They're able to save it in. Beach fires a three, top of the key, good.
I think Coach Hardison's going to call a full timeout here.
All right, we'll take one as well. 4:03 to play. It's Galesburg 41, Geneseo 33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
4:03 to play the ball game. Tom Aerith there, Gibson, John Field, Jim. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Geneseo Maple Leafs 41-33.
I'd be ready for the press here.
Yep, going to be streak ball out of the timeout. Here's where you also hope for the consistencies, because they're going to be all over us defensively. And are you going to call the hand checks now and the bumps? We'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
That's exactly what's going to happen right here, is it's going to be the entire way up the floor.
Streak's got to be strong with the ball. Inbound comes to Kiara. And she's just going to dribble through it herself and get a fast break. Now she's going to pull it back out. Right wing, it goes to Alexis Edgerson. And now they reach in, slap it away. Alexis gets it back. Got to be careful, be strong with the ball as well. Kiara drives to the free throw line, kicks back out to Capri. She'll bring it back out with 3:48 to play.
They're in no hurry. You can run your offense, but you got to move. The Streaks are standing around.
Left baseline, Soraya Boyd outside the three-point line. Try to get inside to Kiara, but they drop down, and the steal by Seaman. Now Beach down the right side lane, kicks out to Worth on the right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Mills. Mills dribbles right. Nice defense by Alexis Edgerson. Now Worth right side, drives in. Lost.
Should be a charge or travel.
Thank you. Good defense by Juniper Schwartzman. Worth just, as she was hoping for a foul, she leaned into her and just lost her balance and turns it over.
For some reason, they keep leaving Kiara wide open on the inbound.
Yeah.
So on the full court press. They're guarding everybody but Kiara. For some, I'm not exactly sure why.
Capri with it, and it's tapped away by Seaman. Capri gets it back. Now it's Juniper Schwartzman out high on the left side.
Ooh.
Tried to get a back door to Soraya,
but
it's stolen away by Worth.
Gotta quit throwing these passes through defenders.
Beach, wide open three left wing. Missed that one. Rebound, Juniper Schwartzman. Good block out on Worth. Capri Ferguson with it. 2:54 to play. Capri between the circles. Like to see the Streaks, like you said, run their offense, go to the basket, get some more. Now Worth puts a hip into Kiara, no call. Kiara down the right side lane, gets past Beach, lays it up,
and one!
Or rather, that wasn't Beach, that was Mills. So Mills picks up her first foul. Kiara goes to the free throw line. Streaks with a 10-point lead with 2:40 to play. It's 43-33 Galesburg. Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line went 0 for 3 in the first half, hit 2 here in the third quarter and hits that one and
just
completes the three-point play.
Just in case you needed an update, the student section is still sitting down.
Now they get behind the defense. Seema back there. Nobody got back. And now it was Kiara. She got back there late.
Yep.
Somebody else should have picked her up because Kiara had been shooting the free throw. That is her second foul, and that's going to put Seema at the free throw line with two shots with 2:35 to play. First one is up, in and out, and back in. She's got 5. Back to a 10-point lead, 44-34. Streaks with a lead. Second one is up and good. They'll pick up with full court pressure again. This time they're not guarding Capri. Oh, and then they came late. Seema got there late, but Capri down court. It goes
nice
to Soraya. Right up off the glass and in. That was a dangerous pass, but Soraya able to reel it in. Lays it up and in. 46-35 Streaks. Now Beach three-pointer top of the key short. Alexis Edgerson with a rebound. Streaks with a 3-on-2 break. Now she's going to pull it out.
No.
A pass stolen away by Worth.
Good. That should be a push-off.
No, Travis.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it is. They're going to call. Yeah. Worth. Kiara got back there, and Worth leaned in with her shoulder and kind of pushed Kiara back.
That's a great call.
Yeah. Thank you. That is her third. Scott Hardison didn't like it. That was a good
call. That was a great call because she caught the basketball, and then she threw the forearm to try to create space.
Full timeout call by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. 2:12 to play. It's Galesburg 46, Geneseo 35. We will take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Community Treasures, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks lead the Geneseo Maple Leafs 46-35. It'll be Streaks basketball. They'll have to bring it the length of the court. It'll be Juniper Schwartzman to inbound. Maple Leafs pick up with full court pressure. In it comes to Kiera. And she'll give it back to Juniper.
They got to create some space.
Now it's
violently.
Dupree. Down court it goes to Soraya. Left side. Drives in. Up off the glass.
And one.
And one. Yes, indeed. Great job by Soraya. Dupree nearly knocked her out. Giving her a bump there.
it was a great job by Soraya. She caught the ball and went right to the rim, not allowing for Seaman to be able to set up for the charge. And so Seaman ended up underneath her.
Soraya's free throw is no good. Rebound comes down to Worth, and she nearly fell out of bounds and threw it away, and the Streaks are going to get it back. I don't know what. She just lost her balance and just kind of flung the ball, and Mills was looking the other way. Ball went out of bounds to the Streaks bench, and they will have it back with 1:58 to play. Kiera to inbound from in front of the Streaks bench on the far side. And it comes to Capri between the circles. Capri Ferguson on the dribble. Now Juniper Schwartzman out high left side to Kiera Kilgore left wing. Kiera brings it out. Soraya Boyd between the circles, and they're swinging at the ball all the time. Got to protect
it. Watch the ball.
Ooh, there's a foul. That's going to go against Kelly. That'll be her third. And that is a 17 foul. So now we'll go to the free throw line from here on out. Capri Ferguson will have a chance to win a bonus. Hopefully we'll hit better than we did in the first half. Now, see, I had us in the first half. I had Kiera 1 for 3 or 0 for 3. Antonia 1 for 3. Soraya 2 for 2, and she misses. And the rebound's going to go off of Worth last. And then let's see. I guess that was it. So I had it's 1-3 out of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, that's right. Was one of Antonio's a one in bonus? Is that where I got an extra one? Okay, that's where it was.
The second time she went to line.
Okay, that's what it was then. Now backdoor pass. Juniper didn't go to the basket. Kicks back out to Kiera. 1:36 to play.
Not a bad idea.
Probably could have gotten to the rim, but. Pulls it back out. 1:30 to play. Kiera
Coach
on the dribble.
Coach Hardison wanted to carry. I don't know if he hasn't been watching girls basketball for years.
Now the call's going to go against Seaman, but after she fouled her, Worth just reached out and shoved Kiera. That should have been an intentional foul on Worth, but Kiera.
No, he called it on Worth.
Oh, he did call it on her. Okay. That's her fourth. Kiera Kilgore back to the free throw line this time for the one and bonus. 18 fouls, 1:24 to play. First one up, in and out, no good. Juniper gets in there and ties up for the rebound and the possession of points for the Streaks. Nice hustle by Juniper, tied up Beach, snuck around from behind, and the Streaks will get it back on the left baseline. 1:22 to play. Kiera to inbound, 48-35 Streaks lead. Looking, finally gets it into Alexis Edgerson, top of the key. She'll pull it out, and now foul
that's
on Worth,
five.
And that's it. Annie Worth fouls out of the basketball game.
I mean, I understand it's a 13-point advantage, but if I'm Coach, I'm not happy with Worth there because you don't want to lose one of your leaders even in this kind of deficit.
14 points in the game, 6 baskets and 2 for 2 from the line. Alexis Edgerson with a chance of the one and bonus, and the Streaks again struggling here in the fourth quarter from the line. They've only hit one.
Yeah, thankfully that this game hasn't come down to this.
And Alexis hits it and she'll get the bonus. She's got 4 in the game, 49-35 Streaks, 1:19 to play. Coach Massey giving some instructions to Kiera Kilgore and Capri Ferguson. Second shot up and rolls in and through. 5 for Alexis. Make it 50-35 Streaks. Now behind the defense, Griffin comes down with it. Has to bounce it back to Kelly left baseline. She penetrates, gets back to Griffin. I don't know why she didn't take the shot there in the paint. Back to Kelly, high post left side at the elbow. Now brings it back out on the dribble. Gets to Griffin in the paint. Kicks back out. That should be a 3 seconds. She's still in there. Finally got out. Now Beach fires top of the key. Got two. It. And that's just a two. Long two-pointer. And it's 50-37, 53 seconds of play. Soraya wide open under the basket. Capri's going to dribble back out, though. Gets bottled up, and that's going to be a foul on Smith.
Smith, I think.
Yep.
I think that was an anticipatory foul call because I don't think Smith had fouled her yet. I think she's going to. But she looked like she was trying to keep her hands off when the foul actually got called.
Two shots for Capri. That's the 10th team foul. 46.9 seconds to play. First free throw up and good.
Update on the student section. They're still sitting.
Still sitting, yep. That's really odd.
Yeah, this is. I don't think I've seen a student section sit through an entire game like this before.
Especially an exciting one like this.
Right.
Second shot up and good for Capri Ferguson. Make it 52-37, 44 seconds to play. Beach brings it across, dribbles left, kicks out to Seaman, back to Beach on the left wing. Beach brings it back out. They need to go to the basket. Now she'll stop, didn't take the three, gets it inside to Smith, kicks back out to Kelly, back to Smith, right baseline with 28 seconds to play. Run some time, I like that. Now goes to Seaman on the left baseline, stops, fires a 12-footer left side, no good, rebound Juniper Schwartzman. Now Kiara Kilgore with it, 17 seconds to play. And hopefully we'll be able to dribble the clock out. Now with 13, and they're not going to come after. 10 to play. And now some of the students are getting up. There we go. Yeah,
five seconds
to play. And the clock runs out. 52-37. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Geneseo Maple Leaf Streaks now. 7-1 on the season. More importantly, 2-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. Geneseo falls to 5-1 and 1-1. In the Western Big Six Conference. Streaks win at 52-37. Come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 52-37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you drive by and think you're seeing things, I'm here to tell you you're not. This is Kyle Kelly at Ford of Galesburg. Our lot is finally filling up again with new F-150s, Escapes, Explorers, and more. And now through the end of the year, you'll get 0% up to 66 months with FlexBuy on Escapes and Edges, and rates as low as 2.9% for 60 months or 3.9% for 72 months on all new F-150s. Stop out today and see what we've got and find out what's on the way.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon, here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
Hey, can you get in my purse and grab my eye drops? I can't see anything.
Well, that's something you want the person driving you to say.
Please, my eyes get so dry they hurt. Is that not normal?
Actually, up to 12% of people suffer from chronic dry eye. But in order to treat it properly, you need to find out the exact cause. Kehoe Eye Care offers the Oculus Curatograph, a diagnostic tool designed to more accurately determine the cause of dry eye so it can be treated correctly. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
This is Michelle from YEM Certified Service. Right now, you can get up to $200 off a set of four tires with road hazard protection and three-year roadside assistance and towing up to 150 miles on select brands. All GM program tires include a six-year material and workmanship warranty, too, and free tire replacement in the first 12 months. As always, you can count on YEM's 30-day price guarantee. If you find a better price within 30 days, we'll refund the difference. So if it's time for new tires, trust the certified service experts at YEM. North Henderson, Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by JB&D Siding and Window in Galesburg, where you can try on new siding before you buy. Upload a picture of your home at jbdsiding.com and see all the possibilities. Overnight low at 30, increasing clouds and breezy tomorrow with a slight chance of rain afternoon. A high of 53, blustery tomorrow night, wind gust of 40 miles per hour. Overnight low 21, and Saturday sunny and windy with a high of 31. It is 31 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks winning here tonight. 52-37 is the final score. Streaks now 7-1 on the season and 2-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Coach, really nice win tonight. Great effort from your girls. I thought defensively, boy, I think you really frustrated them.
I thought, it's funny, early, I thought going into it, I thought we'd get something out of our full court man-to-man with it, and they didn't. To their credit, Beach is, I don't think her natural position is point guard, but she's just so quick. And, Capri ended up, she had Capri on her heels and stuff. But I do think some of what happened was the press, even though we weren't getting anything out of it, I think we did create some fatigue in terms of what we did. But in the first half, there was a lot of, I think they had some turnovers on the perimeter offensively because I think we were out some in passing lanes and what we were doing.
They came out and pressured a lot, and it seemed like a lot of the turnovers you had tonight. You didn't have a ton in the second half, but some of those were more, I guess you would call them, probably dumb mistakes, but rather than being caused, you guys did a pretty good job of holding onto the basketball and taking their pressure.
Yeah, especially there. They did a nice job there in the last 4 minutes of, throwing some different pressure looks at us. And, they did a real good job going for the ball. And I think, the unbelievable play was against the press where Capri from three-quarter court threw the lob to Soraya and she finished it off right there. I mean, that the play that I would, if I had the controls, I would have chosen not to make, but it was, boy, a fantastic play with it. But I think what helps us so much is I think that both Capri and Kiera are so good in the open court, so the pressure kind of plays into our hands of giving us a nice situation.
Yeah, I was with you on that one. I was like, oh, that's a dangerous pass, but Sarai did a great job and took it and went right to the rim as well.
Yeah, and I think the three things that I said to them at the beginning that we said defensively we needed to do was 3 and 22, not let them get loose for threes. And I thought we did a pretty good job that in the first half, 22 got a three where Capri helped on the fast break and nobody picked her up for Capri. And that she got one there. Second half, she got a couple. I don't think three did have a three with it at all. So that was one of our keys going into it. Second that we didn't get was to create turnovers in our full court press, which we didn't get. And then the last thing was of being able to keep Wirtz off the boards. And I thought both Soraya ended up was really good in the first half. She struggled in the second half guarding her, just let her get to her right hand way too much. But then I thought Juniper came off the bench and was fantastic. And both Soraya and Juniper blocked her out and didn't necessarily get the defensive rebound that it was, committee then. It was Kiera, it was Antonia, it was even Alexis getting the rebounds there. But Eric had us 37-24 on the boards, and had her with only three offensive rebounds. So that was, you know, pretty important for us.
Yeah, I think it seemed like they frustrated her. It seemed obvious in the third quarter she came out, made a concerted effort to try to get to the rim against them. And I thought they did a decent job. But like you said, she was able to get to her right hand and go to her right. But still, I think they frustrated her a lot.
Yeah, I mean, positive that way. But, I mean, she's obviously a Division I athlete, and she's going to, you know, keep playing all the way through. And, I thought she was the one that there in the I don't know if it was early fourth quarter or late third quarter, she was the one that really kind of got the thing going for him and, really was taking charge. That, you know, both her and the Beach have they've played a lot of basketball over the last, you know, they, as, you know, would be as freshmen, and so this is their fourth year that, you know, you play that much basketball and you play it in championship situations, which they've been in. So, you know, you expect them to be able to, you know, do the things that they did.
Well, a good win here tonight. Coach got a day to, I guess, rest or whatever you do get to prepare for another conference game, the Saturday afternoon one back here at John Field Gym with United Township. By the way, I wanted to mention there was a great presentation ceremony ahead of time. It was nice to see, a lot of your former players and a lot of others that have helped out and friends of the program here for that, and a great crowd here tonight with the pep band and everything, too.
It was very nice. You know, it was nice to see all the people, and, you know, we realized Saturday we won't get as big a crowd, but we hope, as we turn around and get some Thursday nights, that hopefully people will come out and support them that way. But it was nice. You know, you're familiar. Your dad is in the IBCA Hall of Fame. And the IBCA, is really, they want to do things to promote high school basketball. That they, you know, that right now, all the trends in society and things that they want, we as coaches, that I'm a member of the association, that we want to do what we can to promote high school athletics, and that was, you know, part of their effort tonight of doing that, and, you know, appreciate them, the recognition that they give, and they're the same ones that do, the most respected all-state things in the state. So it's an organization that's important to high school basketball.
Absolutely. Well, it was nice to have that, and nice to top it off with a conference win here tonight. It
certainly was.
Coach, congratulations. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks win it tonight. Final score 52-37 over the Geneseo Maple Leafs. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our post-game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
52-37 over the Geneseo Maple Leafs, outscored them 15-9 in that fourth quarter. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson back here at John Field Gym. Our post-game stats brought to you by Solvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. We'll start with the scoring for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Three players in double figures, led by Kiara Kilger with 15 points, 6 baskets, 3 for 7 from the free throw line, 14 for Soraya Boyd. That on, let's see, I forgot to add hers up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 baskets and 2 for 3 from the free throw line for Soraya. 11 points for Capri Ferguson. 3 twos, a 3, and 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 5 points for Alexis Edgerson on a 3 and 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Juniper Schwartzman on a couple of baskets. Lily Clark with 2 points on a basket. We'll hear more stats on the others, especially Soraya and Juniper Schwartzman coming up. Streaks, 3 3-pointers, 10 for 19 from the free throw line. Genesee only had 4 players score. 2 in double figures, Danielle Beach led the way with 15, 3 threes and 3 twos. 14 for Annie Worth on 6 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Catlin Seaman on 2 baskets, 2 for 5 on the line. 2 points on a basket for Addison Smith off the bench. 3 3-pointers, 4 for 7 from the free throw line.
Genesee have turned the ball over 19 times. Streaks turned it over 18 times, so both teams pretty consistent, considering it was 9-8 at halftime. Rebounding-wise, Streaks did a real nice job on the boards. 37 rebounds to 24 for Geneseo, including a 13-6 offensive advantage for the Streaks in the game. Geneseo shot the ball 15 of 33 from the field, 3 of 10 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, were 20 of 49 from the field, 2 of 10 from distance. Stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about, Juniper had those 4 points, but more impressively, she had 9 rebounds, with 5 of them being offensive. Soraya Boyd had 2 boards and 2 steals to go with her 14 points. Antonia Kissler did a nice job on the boards too, 6 rebounds, 3 of those offensive, 1 steal to go with her single point. Addie McLaughlin didn't score, but she did get an assist and 2 steals. Alexis Edgerson had 5 rebounds and 2 assists to go with her 5 points. Capri Ferguson, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a block to go with her 11 points. And Kira just missed another double-double, 15 points, but 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, and a block in this game.
All right. Streaks went at 52-37 here tonight. Our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll take a break, come back and do that next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
It's another exciting excursion into broadcast excellence. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays at 11 on WGIL.
Streaks win here tonight, 52-37 was the final score as they defeat the Geneseo Maple Leafs. Streaks now 7-1, 2-0 in the Western Big Six. Geneseo falls to 5-1, 1-1 in the Western Big Six Conference. Our final order of business to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. This was a tough one. I mean, you had a lot of good things happen tonight. Streaks had a really good game. I mean, Kara did her usual job, just missed a double-double, 15 points, 9 rebounds. Capri Ferguson did a good job running the floor, 11 points, 4 assists. Alexis Edgerson did some good things, got in and got 5 rebounds along with hitting a 3-pointer. Juniper Schwartzman, really nice job on the boards and defensively against Worth. But this other player, same thing, switching it off against Worth and a great job rebounding. Really sparked the team and had a huge, huge basket and a key point late in the game when the Streaks were trying to pull away. Took a long pass, took it right to the basket, got fouled, and made the basket, and just really sparked the Streaks tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go with Soraya Boyd. She finishes with 14 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, but she was efficient. She was 6 of 8 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and, you know, most impressively, I think, was her defense on Worth. Worth did end up with 14 points, 10 of which came here in the second half. However, she was a player that obviously keyed their offense, and we saw her with a number of turnovers because of the defensive pressure on her.
So Soraya Boyd, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And yeah, that's something, you know, Coach Massey mentioned, both of those girls, Juniper and Soraya, doing the job on Worth, and said that, you know, in the second half did let her get to her right hand and go to her right, which was not easy to keep her from doing because she would get the ball a lot on the perimeter and do that, but also made a concerted effort to just try to go to the basket against them. But then they finally kind of slowed her down there late in the third quarter and heading into the fourth quarter, and then she ended up fouling out of the ball game too.
Right. And I think that was kind of the big factor was that the Streaks was frustrated. They frustrated her big time in that first half. Like I said, only scored 4 points. She got after it a little bit there in the third and fourth quarter. But, you know, at that point, the Streaks had solidified the lead. And it was just a matter of continuing to play their game, which they were able to.
So the Streaks went to here tonight. 52-37 was the final score over the Geneseo Maple Leafs.
Oh, I hit some scores around the conference.
Yeah, let's hear what
so
we got.
Quincy ended up winning 37-34 in a tight one over Alleman. UT really put the chip in gear there in the second half. They win 42-22 over Sterling after being up by only 7 at halftime. And let's see, Rocky and Moline have gone final. Final score, Rock Island 55, Moline 47, and that was a tie game at 45 just 4 minutes ago.
So Rocky and Galesburg both 2-0 in the conference. Did Quincy win their first one?
They played Geneseo.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So they did lose. So got Rocky, Galesburg unbeaten in the conference, and we'll see the United Township Panthers here.
Didn't UT win their first game too?
No, they lost in the last second shot to Rocky.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Right. So they come in with one conference loss, and we will see the Panthers from United Township here on Saturday afternoon at John Thiel Gym. Eric and I will be here for that one. Schedule 1:30 tip, so around 1:10 for the pregame, depending on how long the sophomore game runs. But we'll have it for you from John Thiel Gym. Love the atmosphere here tonight. It was kind of a throwback. Wish we have more of that, hopefully, this season. We keep winning, that's the way it'll be, hopefully.
Right. Just got to amp up that student section a little bit more.
Yes, yes. That was kind of weird. They were making noise, but they just weren't on their feet.
They wouldn't stand up.
I mean, it used to. There was a time when they never sat down.
Right.
So, all right. Well, the Streaks win it here tonight, 52-37 final score. Thanks to Brian Prescott back at the studio keeping us on the air and things running back there. Final score, once again, Streaks win it, 52-37. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.